Chile's Salvador Allende was overthrown in a coup 40 years ago. The Allende period and its aftermath has been marked with an unusual metric.
There was a real soundtrack that went along with the rise of the Allende government.
Trinity University's David Spiener.
And its fall due to the military overthrow and the long dictatorship that followed it. And that soundtrack was known as La Nueva Canción, the Chilean New Song.
The tumultuous period was captured in song by a series of Bob Dylan-esque protest singers, some of whom paid with their lives. Spiener dates his interest in Chile with something he heard from Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger read a fragment of a poem by Victor Jara, the Chilean singer who was murdered by the military following the coup. And it was a poem that he'd written on a scrap of paper and was smuggled out from the basketball stadium where he was being detained and where he ultimately died.
A series of Chile-centric events are planned to mark the period's anniversary. History lectures, art, poetry readings, and concerts are all slated at Trinity University and at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. Spiener has this explanation about music as a barometer of the people's will.
Whenever people are facing adversity, injustice, oppression, music plays an important role in helping people get through it and overcome it.
The events are collectively called Canta al Mundo, and we've much more and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.